What put you on the social justice path?
That would take us back to 1963 and going to a sit-in. It was a Krispy Kreme donut shop at the corner of what was Lee Street and Gordon Road. And a white man came in and bought a cup of coffee and poured it down a girl's back. And everything went red because I wasn't feeling nonviolent. And I left. And I was so ashamed of myself for not being able to do that. And watching the Freedom Riders and seeing people put themselves on the line and feeling that I had failed. And I did apologize later, and I was told, I know you'll do what you can. And that stayed with me. And I did work organizing envelope stuffing from that time forward. And when I came out and I started being involved in the gay community, talking, and nonviolence hadn't been an issue in the gay community. The violence against us was individual and walking down the street or going to a club. I think it was around 90. Well, I was invited to be Grand Marshal, the gay rights in Knoxville. When I got there, the host committee was waiting, and they said the White People's Party has threatened violence.
Wow.
And the Klan got involved, and we need you to tell people that it's safe. I said, I can't do that. I can't tell them it's going to be safe. There's no way to know that. And I thought, now here I am back at that counter with the threat of violence. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I couldn't sleep that night knowing that that was there. I thought, I didn't bargain on this. I bargained on going, saying a few words, you know, meeting people and out. When we got to the center of town, they had it cordoned off with these barricades. And that's when I knew they were serious about the threats. We went inside the cordon, and we were riding in a convertible. We're going down the street, and there are these Klansmen on the right side. And they start yelling at us. They had signs. And they said, they're those N faggots from Atlanta. And I looked at them, and I said, we are dykes. Don't you people have CNN? And I never thought that that would just not touch me and go over. And I found my peaceful spot. I had done what I could when I could, and was now ready for nonviolent engagement. It was a long road.